This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Artemis, look here.
All right, I'm typing in Artemis, look here.
Perfect, let's do this.
Pansexual bareback fuckfest canceled over coronavirus. Oh no!
What a tragedy.
David, there's what you're supposed to be saying.
Artemis, look over here, you fat turd.
That's not what it says.
Perfect, I got her. All right, we're good. All right, let's see what it says.
Artemis, look here. You stare at her face, her lips.
Look at your cat's face.
Ew. Her lips are parted slightly and she stared at you intently. She seems to be waiting for an answer. The question is simple. Who are you, cat?
No, the cat is asking, who are you?
Oh.
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become a parent?
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Schitzipus Krakendish Shagmeyer.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fanfiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fanfiction.
Do you want me to shove my dick in the virus?
Yeah.
In the virus.
So you can explode it from inside.
Fuck it to death.
We're also thinking about how Isabelle is going to have a great time in Doom.
Oh, what?
Isabelle is here to slay the minions of Doom.
Yeah, rip and tear until it is done.
I saw Isabelle and she was anthrophorized, so she had like a banging body.
Pretty sure she's already anthro, but go on.
Well, she was like full human proportions anthro, which is pretty good.
Which just means she had giant glued on tits.
Yeah, and giant glued-on gluteus. But what are you saying, Logan? Anyway, the artist drew her with a pair of panties that said rip and tear until it is done. And I was like, I get that.
You know what I haven't heard about in a while?
What haven't you heard about, Steve? Tell us at length.
Damn.
I was just going to say, is the Council of Three no longer a thing, or have you guys gone completely underground?
No, we're still a thing.
You understand that I wasn't here the week previous to last.
Oh, right. So it's like Senate's recess. You haven't had enough viable members to be the Council of Three for so long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
It's my funny joke. So when I'm not here, it doesn't happen.
He is the chairman of the Council of Three. Even though we all have equal power, Logan has more equal power.
I have more equal power over the yum-yums.
Yes, exactly.
David is the chairman of the council of... What page are we on? Sean, what are you the chairman of the council of?
Drink for Ugg.
Drink for Ugg. Yeah, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, there
drink
we go.
For, drink for Ugg. Perfect. Val, I think you're chairman of the council of That's What I Heard About You. And I don't have a chair title.
No, because you're not part of a council.
Impromptu naked opinions.
Sure.
Going around to each of the hosts, who's the hottest Overwatch character? Go.
Mercy.
I haven't played in ages, so I don't know.
Also, Symmetra got a banging ass.
I'm gonna say Pharah.
Sean?
D.Va.
Proceed directly to jail.
She's 18.
Uh-huh.
She's legal.
So are all the girls in those creepy games that Steve-O plays, but I still tell him to go to jail.
D.Va is 19.
Yeah, that's fine. 19's fine.
19 is not fine.
19 is fine?
So wait... I know that we have a rough equivalent of, like, humans to dog years. What's the rough equivalent of humans to podcast years? Because our podcast is almost 6 years old.
I don't think that's an actual measurement, Steve.
Well, a podcast year is 1 week, so...
So we're 200-ish years old.
We are 110 Kofi Kingston's old.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I am your host, Steve-O. Joining me tonight, after how many weeks of just not having everybody together...
Did you guys know that you have to go unlock fucking Rouge? And that's douche shit right there. I can't believe they would make you unlock Rouge.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
No one does.
He's talking about Sonic.
Mayro and Sonic in 2020's Tokyo Olympics coronavirus events.
You fucking bought that?
Hell yeah, I did.
Why?
I have a kid.
Because there's Rouge in it. What else?
Well, that, and I also have a kid who enjoys these kinds of games, so there you go.
I thought he wasn't there yet.
Not yet, but he's going to be soon.
So you preemptively bought it so you could unlock the Rouge tits ahead of time?
Yes, but shut up.
Dave, you could just buy porn on the internet. It's cheaper.
When did you buy this game, Dave?
Yesterday. It was on fucking sale, all right?
For how much?
$30.
Oh my god. How the mighty have fallen.
Listen here, you jackasses. We had a very harrowing time at the tax office, so my wife took me to Target, and we bought a video game, and it was really nice.
That's fine. I wasn't going to do that. I was saying, as your T. Rowe Price certified financial consultant, I would...
What the fuck is that? That's not real.
That's totally real. I was in your email a couple days ago. You should really clean that place up, by the way.
There's literally nothing in my email that would make you want to go, oh, sure, fucking clean that up.
I was in your Yahoo.
Still, like, the worst that's in there is fucking flyers for Dolls Kill fucking fashion.
From Street Fighter?
No, that's...
Oh, that's Dalsim.
That's Dalsim, yeah.
As your financial consultant, I can't support you, but as your therapist, I can wholeheartedly support you.
Man, I'm gonna go get my Xbox and play Rock Band just to fucking spite you assholes.
Please don't. I just said I support you, Dave.
Yeah, but you said it with such stank.
Why would I say it with stank?
Because it's what you do. You're like, oh, fucking stank, here it comes.
I'm all right, let's
spread open my legs and let the waft happen.
Wait a minute. We're asking Nighthorse Media's Naked Opinions questions, and I'm going to ask a very selfish one. Have I ever been known to say anything to any of you with stank?
Yes.
Yes.
All the time.
It literally happens all the time.
I hate you. We're reading the fucking story now.
No, I've got a better Nighthorse question. Which host has the smelliest penis?
The smelliest penis?
You heard me.
No, I didn't hear you. I heard smelliest penis and I didn't hear any other part of the question.
Man, how are you going to have a fucking your character here that starting bid is 45 and you jump the bidding up immediately to 85 like an asshole?
David, you're on page 28.
My own page 28.
Dalsim, Yoga Fire, this fanfic.
Yoga Fire!
Already on the Tom and Eggie saga?
Yes.
Yes.
The one that I posted in the staff chat, and I said page 28 underneath it, you're welcome.
Yeah.
There's your stank.
Well, yeah, that's all you do is stank it up.
Yeah. I'm detecting some serious stank on these statements.
You know what? I think that Steve might be the one with the smelliest penis here.
I clean mine rigorously.
Val.
What?
Narc on your man.
Can you divulge the secrets of your man's stinky penis?
Narc on your man and tell us how smelly his penis is.
He often takes showers twice a day, so that would be a no.
Oh,
yeah, but is he rubbing poo on it in the shower?
Yeah, is he rubbing lard on his penis?
No!
Yeah, did he buy that giant tub of lard?
Yes, that's what happened. That's how I officially became a non-member of the Jewish religion. I had to get naked and take a bath and rub fucking bacon, fat, and lard all over my body, especially on my circumcised penis.
Steve.
What?
Dairy on meat is a sin, according to Leviticus.
Yes, so is buying Rouge and unlocking her.
Buying Rouge?
Yeah.
Sir, I bought a game. I get Rouged as an added value bonus.
You bought the game only so you can have Rouge.
No, I bought the game because it has lots of fun mini games in it, and it also has Rouge.
Yes, go ahead and read, Dave.
What? You again? You must like me, what with my obvious good looks and charm.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I invite you all back every week.
Oh, shit. I forgot this is Shrek. Oh, fuck.
How can you forget?
Dude, all right. I routinely talk about how I don't remember shit from the previous day because of how much I drink to do the show.
We don't do the show every day, Dave.
But he still needs to drink every day.
He has to keep up his alcohol metabolism.
Alcoholism?
Yes, yes, it is alcoholism.
Yes, I have to be more alkaline than acidic.
Remember, Bart, what happens when you mix acids and bases.
Yeah, man, totally.
Boom!
What? You again? You must like me with my obvious good looks and charm.
The ogre joked to him. Goku, unfazed, simply replied,
enough is enough. We've come to
butt a stop to you?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, hold up.
Butter.
I'm looking at my keyboard. I have a standard QWERTY keyboard, and B is really far from P.
Yeah.
All right. Shrek even more amused.
Well, let's see what you got then.
Can I just put a ban on any more Smash Mouth memes for the rest of forever?
No.
Damn.
The Council of Three have spoken.
Yay, they're back! Now I can complain about being repressed again.
That's right. The 3% outweigh the 1%.
That's totally not how numbers work.
Actually, it is. 3% does, in fact, outweigh 1%.
Exactly.
Never mind. Al.
And Val, because she is carrying a child, counts for 96%.
Can I also tell you at work today, they handed out bottles of Purell, and I thought, wow, that's actually not a bad gesture. And it expired in 2016.
That's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
That's so unsurprising.
We have DVs at where I work right now, and we just happened to get personal protective equipment, like masks.
Condoms for all of your electronics.
Yes. All of our electronic Cat 5 cables now have condoms on it to keep...
Otherwise, they'll snake their way into you.
Gross.
No.
It's to help stop the spread of viruses.
Corona STD widened his stance and flexed his thick arms by his sides. Goku vanished and swiftly reappeared behind Shrek.
Swee!
Or Steve, take out the Zwee that I just did and replace it with the actual DBZ sound effect. Thanks. Shrek sensed the movement and turned around on cue to meet him.
I'll meet you halfway. How about I process the fuck out of your swee using all of the delay and reverb and repetition, but I keep the root sound?
Can you auto-tune it to be the entirety of Hellfire from The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
That's a lot of effort you're asking.
Look, I'm asking you to do one sound effect substitution. You're asking me to do all this extra shit, and I'm like, all right.
What am I asking you to do extra? I said, David, read.
No. All right? I just wanted you to do the substitution, and you're like, oh, how about I do the reverb and shit instead of just taking out the sound effect and then putting in the sound effect. No, instead, auto-tune my entire speech to Hellfire of a fucking Dhalsim or whatever.
All right, I'll totally auto-tune your Dhalsim to the sound of Guile's theme.
Yoga fire. Yoga fire.
All right, go ahead.
Dhalsim's mile-long stretchy-dong. Anyway, The two fought on par with each other, throwing punches and kick, only to be met with the other dodge or block. Is he masturbating to this? I mean, really? This is a fight scene. You don't masturbate to the fight scene.
I'm guessing yes.
Yes. Always masturbate forever.
I mean, I am right now.
Well, Sean, you're in a constant state of masturbatorial bliss, so...
Yes.
Exactly. That's why all of the snow is white in Canada.
From me?
Gross.
Yeah, you're the snowmaker. That's what your job is, right?
Yeah, that's what you do at the ski lodge, right?
Yeah. Well, one of them.
There you go. See, in the other ones, you don't do the masturbatory thing because there's plenty of snow in Canada, but instead you're like putting whipped cream on cocoa. Ew, gross.
Hey, man, whipped cream on cocoa is pretty good.
Yeah, but this is a special whipped cream.
The kind that I make.
Yeah.
I like having my hot chocolate with a slice of pepperoni pizza in it.
I'm going to hold you to that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
to fucking stir the hot chocolate.
$500 Patreon goal.
That's not even a $500 Patreon goal. That's just I'll do it.
We will get a Totino's. Shit, stick that shit in your butt.
Someone PayPal me $5 and I will force Steve to do this.
You don't need to force me. I'll do it voluntarily.
Still
PayPal me $5.
I will undermine all of your financial manipulations.
I want pictures of Totino's Coco. Yeah. Totino's and Swiss Miss together at last.
All right, I feel like I might vomit a tiny bit, but please keep going.
Logs. Find whichever of Totino's is the worst.
Are there different kinds of Totino's?
Elio's.
There are three kinds of Totino's. Cheese, pepperoni, and what is it? Mixture, which is cheese, pepperoni, and sausage.
Okay, so guys, cheese would be the default worst then.
Combo would be the worst because you got all the combating flavors. You've got at least three does not go with chocolate flavors combating with the chocolate.
I don't think pizza goes with chocolate, Steve. You don't see commercials for, oh, you got pizza in my chocolate. Oh, you got chocolate in my pizza.
Maybe we don't see commercials for that because no one's ever been brave enough to try.
Right. We live in a society.
I'll do this next week. Nobody's going to remember that we completely failed to do the Outback Steakhouse thing, but we'll still do
it. No, I remember it. You could just send me fucking $40 and we could do this, but you won't because you're a coward.
You said don't.
I literally said three times, David, I will pay you back.
No, Steve, you don't understand. I can't actually afford the upfront cost. That's the problem.
Do you need me to fly down there, drive to the fucking Outback near you, get it, drive it to your house, say, hi, Dave, then drive back to the airport?
You'd really do that? Like, I'll stay up if that's the case.
I mean, that's going to nuke our Patreon for the year.
Yeah.
I'll GoPro the entire thing.
Including the entire flight.
We don't even have the GoPro yet.
The only thing I will cut out is any bathroom breaks, but I will GoPro
Steve.
You better record all of those and then we can release them for $1,000 on Patreon.
No, you just mosaic that.
No, Steve-O, just do like what your mom used to do with all the recordings and film the ground or some shit.
No, I want him to record it, but I want him to be in the bathroom, like, jacking off, but it's blurred out. So do that, Steve.
What I'll be doing is I will be just very slowly, very gently squeezing a hot dog's grease into the hot chocolate.
Here's a question. How many of you have jacked off on a plane?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No, never.
On what?
A plane.
Where would I jack off on a plane?
In the bathroom.
Bathroom stinks in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what plane you're on, but I guess Stink Airlines does it.
I mean, there was this one time when the pilot invited me in to visit and asked me if I like to watch people wrestle naked.
All right. So am I the only person who's jacked off on a plane?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes.
The only person on planet Earth.
No, that is not fucking true.
No, definitely not on planet Earth. People have had sex in those bathrooms, man.
Yeah, so shut up. That's like jacking off with two people right there.
It's the half a mile high club.
Anyway, I'm only two paragraphs in.
The patron said they would not mind springing for business class Wi-Fi in order to live stream the flight to bring out back to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Every other part of it is financially feasible, just not paying for the fucking in-flight Wi-Fi.
And no, Scout, I don't mean the Mile High Club because you have to have a partner for that.
This is the Mile My Club.
Oh, that makes it sound really sad.
Yeah.
So, all right. I've been back and forth to Japan like four times. All right.
Did you jack off every single time?
Yes. And here's why.
Jesus Christ.
What you do is you pop some sleeping pills at the start of your flight, go to the bathroom, fucking relieve that stress because, you know, doing the whole airport
thing.
So
you pass out in the airport bathroom while jacking
off.
No! And then the stewardess has to unlock it because they worry that you've died.
No, you asshole. You clean yourself off and then you go back to your seat. You fall asleep because you can go to sleep because you're relaxed.
What do you mean you clean yourself off? Are you jizzing on your own chest while you're on the airplane?
Hey, you know, look, man, the air pressure is way different that high up.
I won't forget, Logan, Totino's Coco. It's being pinned in the Snapchat, okay?
Gross.
Don't forget Totino's Coco.
I won't forget. And that's going to be another shirt. Don't forget Totino's Coco.
All right, let me add it.
So, David, please get done your page.
I don't even remember where we're at.
Well, you were reading.
Yeah, I know, Steve, but I don't remember where I was at.
Not far.
No.
Okay, you're at the other Z-Fighters looked on with haste.
Got it. The other Z-Fighters looked on with haste, eyes darting all over the place as they kept up the fast movements of the fight. Suddenly, Gohan heard a noise from behind him. He turned his head and saw Yamcha there, clutching his side in pain.
Yamcha, what happened?
Gohan called out urgently to him. Yamcha fell to one knee and lowered his head.
I can't fight!
And that's also the noise that David made. Very inconspicuous in the airplane toilet after he came.
Huh.
Well, you don't hear it because of all the engine noise.
Maybe they just said nothing. They heard it very clearly, but everybody just said nothing.
Look, I didn't have any eye contact afterwards, so I'm playing the fool.
It's because you walked out in a sleep haze after you popped the sleeping pills.
I mean,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
That was 2008, so it doesn't count. That was more than a decade ago.
Do you think you've passed the statute of limitations for indecent exposure on an airplane?
There's no indecent exposure because I was behind a bathroom door, Logan.
Hey, you know what that means, Dave? The OCR newbie is more than a decade ago, so it doesn't count.
Exactly. Nobody can call us on our bullshit segment that you tried because you wanted to get a girlfriend.
I'm gonna go get more booze.
Didn't he get a girlfriend?
I mean, afterward, but it wasn't the OCR noob.
Yamcha clutched his side harder. Gohan jumped closer to him. Just as Yamcha began to stand back up, he slowly lifted his head to reveal two waxy onion eyes. He looked at Gohan.
Shrek is life. Shrek is life.
Gohan stumbled backwards, horrified. Yamcha turned his head to his left, where Tien was standing a few feet over. He lunged at Tien, grappling with him in a hold from behind. Suddenly, through means of physics that cannot be explained, Yamcha's erect cock had sprung up between Tien's legs. Tien began to struggle, but slowly stopped resisting. Krillin, now standing next to Gohan, called in,
"Tien, why aren't you fighting back? What's wrong?"
All Tien could manage to get out was,
"It's the smell! The onions! Before they smelled rancid, but now they smell good! Really good."
Gohan began to piece things together.
"Shrek must be using the onion smell as a sort of pheromone to turn people."
Tien's eyes grew waxy by the second.
I can't fight it, Gohan. My penis is as hard as granite right now.
Oh no.
You should get that checked.
Yeah. Next up is me. Suddenly, I was going to say Tlen. That's not Tlen. It's Tien. Suddenly, Tien slid his hands down to his ass and tore a hole in the back. Yamcha began to loosen his grip. Tien began to bend over and pull his ass cheeks apart with his hands. Before he knew it, his ass cheeks pulled all the way around to his face. Shrek is love, he said. Shrek is life. Gohan turned to his father, still fighting Shrek with everything he had. Dad, Shrek is using the onion smell to turn people. It's taking us out. Weakest first. Goku froze. He looked over at Shrek. They had been fighting the entire time completely level. Goku knew they were evenly matched, and it was just a matter of time before he too would turn.
He do.
Yes. This is the part where you run, Shrek said confidently. Goku had never run from a fight before, but he knew this fight was going nowhere, and that he needed to do something to gain the advantage. Goku knew what he had to do.
He had to do what had to be done by him and his help to help escape the enemy.
He had to fuck his daughter-in-law.
What?
Videl.
Oh.
Yep. This is how they get power, Dave. Also, no. You're leaning far away.
No!
Will Goku make it to Videl? And actually, did you want to do all of these, Dave?
No.
You said that you did.
No, I didn't. Don't lie to me.
You said you like doing the whole, like, end of episode, beginning of episode things.
Oh, yeah, I do like doing those.
That's what I
thought you were talking about something else.
This is literally what I was talking about. This is where we are.
I'm not reading the story with us. That's reading ahead.
You see what your money pays for, Patreon supporters.
Don't say that, because then they'll be like, well, I'll take my money elsewhere, because David's an asshole.
I'll support Steve's Patreon specifically for non-FNF Totino's Hot Cocoa.
Oh, dude, can we get, like, fucking a Totino's side Patreon, where it's just like, buy FNF host of Totino's Pizza?
That's sad.
$5 a month gets us one Totino's Pizza.
Now you're too close. Now I can smell the desperation.
That's right.
Will Goku make it to Videl in time? Will it be too much to get a power boost from her? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Banana na 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 no 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 na 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 na.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z. Things did not go as planned when the Z Fighters first met.
Added their Totinos to the fucking Hot Cocoa.
Steve.
Yes.
Would you say that you're sort of a collector of strange controllers?
Yes.
Oh, did you find the one that's the fucking Monolith Constellation?
No, but I did find a PlayStation 2 stapler.
That's just fucking swag that probably got put out at E3. If you can play a game with it that isn't shoot the staples into the trash can, I'm on board.
I have no idea.
David, what are you poking?
I'm eating my pop filter.
Delicious.
Eat it more.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z, things did not go as planned.
No, it's my part. Shut up.
When David started chewing on the pop filter.
Things did not go as planned when the Z Fighters first met the mysterious fighter Shrek. People all over the city were succumbing to his onion pheromones and were reducing themselves to layers of flesh, muscle, bone, and onions. Yamcha and Tien were first to turn into onion drones during Goku's first standoff with the ugly ogre. Retreat was the only option, leaving Goku with the one... Retreat was the only option, leaving Goku with one burning question. Would he have to have sex with Videl? Find out today on Dragon Ball Z.
My son is a burr onion.
I was looking to see if I could tag Totino's in a "the gauntlet has been thrown. I must now add Totino's pizza rolls to Swiss Miss hot chocolate" and see if I could get the two people to support me.
I feel like you're just going to get blocked by both Swiss Miss and Totino's.
Yep. Episode 106, Goku's Mission. What are we going to do, Goku? Krillin asked as the remaining Z Fighter stood in a circle in the brief's living room. The others were present as well, including Videl, who was resting upon a couch, trying to comfortably support the weight of her massive bump. The bowling ball hit her head pretty hard the other day.
Aww.
Goku turned his head and looked over at Gohan.
Well, we're just too evenly matched. I had been trying to avoid it at all costs, but I'm going to have to fuck Videl, he said sternly.
Videl became oddly aroused. She had always wondered how Goku's cock might be in comparison to Gohan's.
Gohan's?
Gohan.
Gohan's, yeah.
Yep. Took after his father when it comes to fucking a person senseless. She was going to find out very soon. She only had one sense left. If she knew nothingness, then she knew he was. Next up is Logan.
I understand, Gohan reassured. Shrek needs to be stopped.
With that, the group split up. Videl waddled into the nearest bedroom, with Goku following behind her. Goku recalled it had been some time since he had had sex with a pregnant woman. He was not around when Chi-Chi was pregnant with Goten, and during Chi-Chi's pregnancy with Gohan, she was so concerned with the baby's health, they only got to make love a few times.
Logan, I don't normally rename you during the show, but based on prescription hipster, could I just rename you two and others?
And others.
Yeah.
You can rename me to "and others," damn, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna do that right now.
Like all our fucking Twitters aren't on our goddamn website or something.
Yep. It's okay. It's honestly fine.
Now with opportunity right in front of him,
The prospect of thrusting his cock in a heavily pregnant woman had his penis already growing hard. Steve, is that what it's like?
Yeah, that's what it's like. I don't know what I'm saying yes to, but my cut says go with it.
You probably shouldn't be.
Damn, bro.
Damn, bro.
Damn, bro.
He felt guilty for wanting to enjoy it, but the earth needed him, and he thought that the more he might... He felt guilty for wanting to enjoy it, but the earth needed him, and he thought that the more he might enjoy it, the greater the power boost effects might be. Videl had already been slipping her clothes off and set herself upon the bed. "Are you ready, Goku?" she squeaked in a timid voice. Goku snapped out of it and began to take off his clothes as well.
Kerthunk.
He is wearing that weighted clothing.
Yeah.
As he began to strip, he looked at the naked woman over in front of him. He noticed that, aside from her ballooned pregnant belly.
Logan, I need to talk to Steve real quick. So, Steve.
Yeah?
You're a liberal, huh? Name every library.
Shit. Well, let's start back in the old days, the Library of Alexandria.
Shit, he's already off to a good start.
And then skip a few, and then you've got Owings Mills and Reisterstown, and that's it.
Well, that's pretty good. All right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Logan. Get away from this.
Her breasts had swollen and nipples darkened.
They were the size of libraries now.
Oh, my God.
He knew that that was a sign that they were saturated with milk. It wasn't surprising, considering Videl had swelled so much in the past week. She looked like she might pop out the baby any second.
Don't pop!
No, it's gonna pop. That's how it happens, right? It's like you step wrong and then it just pops and then it's all out, right?
Like a cyst.
Like a a cyst.
I still hate how there's a fucking YouTube category for cyst popping videos.
Are you kidding me? That's excellent.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
Logan, let's go watch cyst popping videos right now.
No,
I'm good, bro.
Yeah, cysts, blackheads.
There's a good Naked Opinions question. Logan, what would you prefer to watch less with people? Or rather, what would cost more money to convince you to do with us? A, watch porn videos with us in the Discord, or B, watch cyst popping videos with us in the Discord?
Or three, watch weird foot videos with you in the Discord. The foot videos is definitely the one that I'm going to have to be paid the most for. Porn, I feel like I can get over the threshold for that quicker than I can with the weird pimple popping thing.
Okay, good to know your thresholds.
Where the fuck was I? Oh, here we go. Remember, pop out the baby like a cyst. All right.
Yeah.
Goku felt his cock grow harder and larger until it sprung out of his pants as he removed them, sticking straight out from him. Do your guys just stick straight out?
No, it goes up.
72 degree angle northwest.
No, mine sticks out like about, I want to say like, it's a straight out but veers to the left.
Honestly, it like kind of depends on the day and the weather and the pressure of the barometer as to whether or not it might lean one way or the other.
Steve, why is your dick susceptible to atmospheric pressure?
I don't know. Maybe it has to do with the fact that my brain is also susceptible to atmospheric changes. I get migraines on rainy days.
To be fair, everyone's dick is susceptible to air pressure.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's why blowjobs work.
Of course it is, when you stick the fucking air mattress inflator in your urethra.
Why would you do that?
I was not going to say that, my man. But it's good to know that that's what you're into.
I've never... Thanos, snap me.
Too late.
Videl was in shock. His cock looked exactly like Gohan's, except it was much larger. Videl tried to guess the size to herself, but the closest she could think was that it was comparable in size to her entire forearm.
Jesus.
It wasn't just his cock that was massive. He had two enormous balls that hung behind it. Oh my, Goku. Videl stammered.
So how can he fight with those dangling all the time? How tight does his underwear have to be?
Yeah, he's just wearing compression shorts. It all stays in place when you got those.
That's right.
Videl stammered with her eyes fixed on his raging cock. How else do you think I could have gotten Chi-Chi pregnant with Goten after only a day or two break before the Cell Games?
Well, you see, artificial insemination is a real thing.
I was going to start talking about torrent protocols in the Tor browser.
Wow, dude.
You see, when a network connection loves its connections very much, without the condom on the network cable.
Hang on, I need you to shut up and listen to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Even though Videl was already heavily pregnant, as she thought about Goku dumping load after load of his seed deep into her.
All right, back the truck up. Beep, beep.
No, back the dump truck.
Treg?
Yeah.
Yes.
Back that treg up. She would gladly have taken double pregnant, dumping load after load of his seed deep into her.
Valerie, never get double pregnant.
She started to yearn for his monstrous girth to be penetrating her. Oh, god damn it.
What?
My blanket fell down.
No! Your blanket fork!
Oh, I thought you got double pregnant for a second.
No, now I have to reposition this thing. My blanket fort's all fucked up now.
You just gotta buy the umbrella.
No, I'm not gonna buy the umbrella. It's too much money.
Hey, Logan.
What?
Check out Shane Bucket.
Dude, I cannot see my computer screen right now.
Sorry, Logan, check out Shane Bucket.
Give me a fucking minute.
You can't!
Logan.
Hang on, give me a minute to... I just want to finish this so I can fix this.
I mean, we've seen the one with the hot dogs.
I ate the one with the hot dogs and it almost killed me.
Please shut up so I can finish this so I can fix my fucking blanket.
Yeah, okay. I remember, Steve-O. It also stained our carpet.
Please shut the fuck up. Goku warned her. We'll have to make sure you are super wet before we start or this might really hurt.
Slim and slide.
He said, getting closer to begin the foreplay process. Oh, Goku. I'm already soaking wet, she shuddered.
I'm a super soaker.
Goku looked down at her and saw that the bed was covered in her juices. Okay, then let's get started, he replied with an innocent-like smile.
She should get mattress pads that help against incontinence or when people who have pee fetish, water sports.
Valid, your turn.
But I was so entranced by the cheeseburger pizza.
Steve, send me $40 so I can order Outback.
I'll schedule it for next week. Do you take Western Union?
No, nobody takes Western Union
and $40 so you can buy the fucking Outback.
What are the weirdest ways to send money?
Carrier pigeon.
And a coconut?
Smoke signal.
Via Neopoint transfer.
Neopets are still a thing, by the way.
I'm well aware of this.
And owned by the Mormon Church.
No, they are not anymore.
No, they're not. It got sold many years ago, and the people that bought it actually are working on reviving it.
No fucking way! There are fucking wooden bills, and one of them is the Moose Jaw Centennial.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
How much does that cost?
I don't know.
$1.
$1?
It is $1.
It is.
That doesn't mean that's what it's worth.
Fucking get a bunch of that, and we have to award it to the winner of the Moose Jaw Memorial Fight.
Here, the death penalty dollar. It says £4 to counterfeit is death. Okay, go ahead, Val.
She lay back on the bed near the edge and propped her feet up. As he began to push his granite cock, they really went with that.
Yeah, they're not going to go with anything else. It's just granite.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah, there's no other substances in the world.
Well, there's onions, but into her, she could feel its girth beginning to stretch her tightly. Oh, begin, not beginning. It hurt a little, but the pain feeling combined with the pressure on her G-spot as he pushed in was making her gush in fluids. Not gush out?
No, gush in.
Okay.
She stopped up like a cork.
All the fluids that were on the bed are now going back into her.
She's reabsorbing them.
She's like a wet dry vac.
She's a freaking, I'm trying to think of the name that...
It's okay. We'll keep moaning. We'll keep moaning. It'll help.
Nudge, bilge, maze,
sponge.
No,
SpongeBob.
I'm not subscribing to this Asper channel.
SquarePants, SpongeBob, SquarePants.
Yes, I was going to say ShamWow, but then the word just bleeped out of my brain.
It couldn't have been because we were going,
Real monsters.
She sprawled her hands out across the bed and gripped the sheets tightly, letting out a long moan. Oh, that's where the awe comes from. Goku could feel how tight she was, as she had never had a cock of this size take her before. I don't know, didn't Chi-Chi like double fist her earlier?
But it wasn't a cock.
He could feel a vagina pulsing on his cock as he pushed it deeper and deeper. No, that's just the veins. That's not the vagina itself. Finally, he was in balls deep. Videl could feel his warm balls pressed against her ass cheeks.
Goku, it's so much stimulation. I feel like as soon as you start to move, I will come hard on your cock, she said in a fever.
Wow.
Goku knew she was right. He could already feel the ki building up with him, within him. And they hadn't really even started. He began to thrust her slowly at first. Like, not into her, but thrust her.
It's a very, very slow, I think I can.
Giving her a chance to adjust to his girth. She was panting and wailing like he had been fucking her for hours, when in fact it was only minutes. Just as he was about to speed up, she started to call out. Ugh. Oh, the baby is not helping me right now.
Is he also trying to, I think I can, out the womb?
Yes. And it's been slightly painful.
Why didn't you at Swissmas?
I tried to look.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah, me either.
No, that's sad.
They have an Instagram, but no.
That is also my response to finding out that Swissmas only has an Instagram.
I've got bad news, Steve. I was doing some.
Is that the bad news, Dave? Because if so, Val already told me.
No, like, apparently nothing delivers from the outback nearby to me.
So I am going to have to just fly down there with the GoPro.
Yes.
Okay.
Do it now.
No, I'm not doing it now. We have to plan this. We're in the middle of the coronavirus epidemic.
I mean, we could get 50 wings.
Do they deliver wings?
No, this is from Mr. Tequila, a really good Mexican restaurant nearby.
Not Jose Tequila, just Mr. Tequila?
Well, there's no Jose Tequila outside of Maryland, Virginia, but we'll take this offline. I'll send my lawyer to negotiate with your lawyer.
I don't even have a lawyer. I'm not cool.
I am your lawyer, so I'll talk with myself.
They also don't deliver to my address.
Aww.
I mean, Outback also does not deliver to me, so.
Well, okay,
this is our failed plan.
Yeah, like, I'm glad we didn't try to get this done, because nobody would have had any food today, and that would have been really sad.
You would need to pay Grubhub or some shit like that.
No, Grubhub doesn't have him listed either.
Ugh. Goku could feel her vagina tighten firmly around his cock as he continued pumping her.
Pumping?
She was orgasming so hard. Or orgasming so hard. He could see her belly contract rigidly as her cervix pushed into his cock, begging for his seed to be spilled. I'm not sure that's how it worked, but okay. He felt the ki encompass the entire land of his cock, and where others ejaculated instantly, this is Goku we're talking about. Goku let the energy surround him, but he didn't let himself come just yet. He was edging. He picked up where he was interrupted and began to fuck her faster.
I think I can, 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 I think I can.
Videl was so surprised, all she could do was grip the sheets even tighter and moan out so loud that surely the others could hear them.
Choo-choo.
She didn't care, though. She was getting the fucking of her life. As he was pounding her, he grunted to her.
I'm gonna make you come again.
Alright, so it looks like Postmates does delivery. I can get order a grilled asparagus.
That is a big fucking roll of toilet paper. Oh my god. Look at this fucker. How big of an ass do you need to have to wipe with that? Yay, there's more toilet paper! It gets off the truck and starts rolling down the hill on its own, a la the running of the bulls in Spain. Oh shit! There's more toilet paper!
All right, 113 orders of grilled asparagus from Outback cost $484,000.
That's less than half the cost of our shrimp scampi. We need to go further.
All right.
Videl arched her back in the air as Goku seized his hand to her clitoris. With such a big belly, I don't know how she does to arch her back. But then again, I already don't have a good back in the first place, so... He began fervently rubbing it and increasing the assault on it to flicking and then slapping.
Slap-a-da-vis.
Slap-a-da-boozy.
All right, troops, it's time to assault the front of the castle.
She had never had anyone play so rough with her before, but it was working. She could feel the second Argusam building up. She was riding the edge. Not on the edge, she was just riding it. Goku felt ki building up within him even more. She started to beg him. Can you transform? She moaned.
Yes, he turns into a train.
Da, 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 da.
Are you sure? My cock will get even larger, he panted in return. Yes! Please fuck me with your giant Super Saiyan cock!
All right, 69 orders of volcano shrimp is $710. Let's do this.
All right, there's a pitch for you, Buster Man Womb. 69 hues of Outback appetizer orders.
I think it's my turn.
It is your turn. And then we have guests.
Goku began the power up, and she could feel his cock growing inside her.
She exploded.
Kaboom. She let out a few yelps of pleasure as it stretched her even more.
Yup, yup, yup. Oh, yup.
Yep, 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 yep.
She sounds like a chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
She couldn't see it, but based on feeling alone... Yeah, but based on feeling alone, she guessed he was the girth of at least the fat part of an eggplant now.
Eggplants vary a lot in size, so you would need to be more specific.
As the girth began to put immense pressure on her G-spot... And Goku had not stopped his assault on her clitoris. She began to come up with another powerful orgasm. Orgasam.
Yeah, it's always Orgasam. It's never not Orgasam. Just change your whole life to be about Orgasam.
Again? Already? Goku said, surprised as he felt the ki encompass his entire length. He wouldn't let it make him come as he wanted to go just one more time. Videl was shaking as her Orgasam wrecked through her.
She was having a seizure.
Yeah, Goku still pumping away. Then Goku leaned in and grunted again. All right, one more time. He slid her closer to the edge of the bed, to where her ass was hanging over the edge. He took her legs and positioned them on either side of his face, on his shoulders.
Jesus Christ. Logan, do you want to be sad?
Not really.
Okay, do you want to be sad, angry, or sangry?
I want sangria.
Alex Jones promotes toothpaste he claims kills coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, no, I already read about that.
I saw that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are sitting out there in a vat of coronavirus, you need to brush your teeth. I've had this problem all my life, and I know that for a fact that Alex Jones patented brush your teeth coronavirus toothpaste will have your teeth white as...
It's Crestolavirus toothpaste.
It'll have your teeth as white as the president's cabinet, and it is the greatest thing since sliced white bread.
Go ahead, Sean. I'm sad I made this
$48.
Remark.
Give me money. I need to pay for my lawyer's DIY bill.
His lawyer's do-it-yourself bill?
Yes.
He began thrusting her once again and continuing the assault on her clitoris. Only this time he used his other hand to reach around to her ass, which was covered in the juices gushing from her vagina. He saturated his fingers in the juices and then slowly pushed two fingers into her ass. Videl let out another yelp of surprise. He found her anal G-spot and began building the holy trinity of orgasms.
Wait. Women don't have a prostate. They don't have an anal G-spot. That's just how things work.
No, they have a something gland, the vestigial prostate, and it doesn't really work. If anything, you would need to rub the G-spot through the anal vaginal wall to...
Yeah, no, they do still have an anal G-spot.
Just take a drill. That's how you get through the vaginal... Aginal? Yes, the aginal vanal wall.
Wow.
I fucked that up.
I'm not letting you near my genital parts ever again.
Genital parts, huh?
Well, Xavier, you're a one-pop shot.
Pretty sure it took more than one pop, but...
No, it only took 6 months after 12 months of trying.
Yeah, there you go.
It took Steve-O jinxing it one night. Yeah.
It took 6 months to jizz once.
And never again.
It's like, please, damn, Steve-O, you got some stamina, man.
Please wrap this up.
Re-app this up?
The same way I communicate with you guys, I jizz stankily.
Clitoris, vaginal G-spot, and anal G-spot. Videl was about to come harder than she had ever come in her life. He pumped his finger in and out, making sure to rub the spot wholly. That's what? Oh, it's missing an L. He could feel her vagina and ass start to tighten. It was almost time. Goku could feel the ki building up yet again, and it started to descend around his cock as he pounded her. He needed to make sure she had come hard.
Nope.
No, she came hard.
There you go.
So he began to pump even faster. Just then, Videl began to orgasm for a third time. Goku felt the contractions hard all around his cock. He finally let himself blow. Videl could feel his hot semen as he started pumping it deep inside her. The sensation caused the wave of another orgasm to start as her belly began to tighten up once again and her cervix contracted downward towards the spewing cock.
Before they knew it, it was contracting all the way down to the floor.
Lapping up the semen with each pulse like a dog. Goku rode the orgasm out, pumping and pumping load after load in her for at least 20 minutes?
Yeehaw!
As the hot golden semen oozed out of her vagina with each thrust. Just as Goku pulled himself out, Videl sat up. Suddenly, a massive amount of fluid began to pour out of her. Goku laughed at her. What, you want more? Ha ha! Videl wrapped her arms around her belly.
No! I think my water just broke. I'm having the baby now!
Ba-da-ba-da!
She yelled as her belly began to contract.
The first thing that's going to happen after baby Xavier's born is I'm going to hold the baby up and go, ba-da-ba-da!
Da-do-do-da!
Are we going to let David read this bit?
Sure. I was waiting for him to jump in.
He's not paying attention.
That's correct. Why did the resume here go somewhere else?
It didn't.
You're right. I scrolled up, I guess.
Uh-oh, Videl's baby is on the way. What does this mean for the fighters as Shrek is on the loose? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Yes. Yes, keep going.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Na na ni 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 nu 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 na 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 na.
And with that, we're gonna go away and grab
last
our guest.
Last time on last. No, you don't.
No, that's a new page, Dave. We have to go away first.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Won't mince words. Let's just say. Wow, that's not how I wanted to start.
You're definitely mincing something.
Yeah, all right, let me try that again without the burp. Welcome, Cyril and Katie, starting with Cyril. How you doing?
I am doing
great, starting with Katie, or rather seconding with Katie. How you doing?
Good. I'm in a bit of a giggly mood, but yeah.
Yay for giggles, because as soon as we get done this fanfic, we get to do some AI dungeon, which is really fun. Cyril, let's start with you. You are on page 33. Also, we had a grand total of 9.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah.
At top for live listeners.
Oh.
It's not bad.
We're taking some internal metrics. We're testing new waters. We're seeing if there's new target demographics that we can get with some focus testing.
We're thinking about targeting specifically people who are suffering from coronavirus, since that seems to be a growing metric.
Oh, yeah.
There's what, 4,000 cases now?
No, Sean. There are well over 100,000.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Italy quarantined 10 million people.
My favorite take on that is a photo from Vatican City where the first picture is like a busy, bustling fucking St. Peter's Square and whatnot. And then the next picture is just a picture of fucking bunch of pigeons. It's like, this virus be turning people into pigeons.
Yes, I saw that one. It's so good.
I knocked something over.
What?
Well, that's all of my whiskey now on the ground.
Oh, no.
What have you done?
Stop giving the whiskey to the ground.
The ground doesn't need it, man.
But hey, the glass didn't break.
Steve-O.
What?
Was it the sortilage?
Yes.
Oh.
Steve-O, what the shit,
alcohol
dude?
Abuse.
I know.
It's okay. You could just get your local liquor store to import it again.
It's also sanitary. I'm just peeing on the ground. Please read, Cyril.
Okay.
No, Cyril, before you begin, it's my turn to read.
Oh.
No. Cyril's good at doing them, too.
All right. We're gonna trade off every period or punctuation.
Okay.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
Okay, my turn.
Goku was granted his much-needed power boost from Videl.
Your turn.
The exchange of power was perhaps a bit too much for her. As it sent
my
her
turn,
into...
My turn.
Oh,
no, it's
oh,
every,
oh,
punctuation.
Every punctuation. Okay.
As it sent her into labor. Is Goku ready to finally defeat Shrek?
Finally ready.
Shit, I read it wrong. I can't handle this already.
Is Goku finally ready to defeat Shrek and restore peace to Earth? Find out today on Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, this is terrible.
Steve-O, are you trying to drink it from the ground?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, my passport is now coated in maple whiskey.
The irony is not lost on me.
It's not lost on me either.
Steve-O, you're far away from your...
Steve-O, get next to your mic now.
No!
Do I need to move away from my mic?
No, you're good. You're good, okay. Cyril. You're good.
Okay. I thought my name was Steve-O for a second.
Episode 107. Brawl at the Bref's house.
It's Bre-eefs.
Yeah.
Bre-eefs.
Bre-eefs.
Bre-eefs. Bre-eefs.
Goku swiftly pulled his pants up and hobbled out the door. He stumbled into the living room with his usual goofy expression and one hand behind his head.
No need to be alarmed. But I may have sent Videl into labor, he said, smiling and squinting his eyes. A look of panic overcame Gohan as he bolted into the room to console his wife, Bulma.
Why console?
Console her with his penis. it fits the universe, I think.
Yeah.
Bulma, Chi-Chi, and Mr. and Mrs. Brief also rushed into the room to assist Videl.
In the...
What? Oh, right.
In, not into.
Mr. and Mrs. Brief also rushed in the room to assess Videl. God, I can't... This is great. I'm already on a roll, guys. The rest of the Z fighters looked over Goku.
I heard that as the disease fighters. And I was like, oh, there's our coronavirus tie-in.
The disease fighters.
So, right. The rest of the diseased fighters.
That's my job.
Well, did it work, Goku?
Krillin asked with haste.
It sure did. Let's put an end to this.
Let's just drink the Flavor Aid right now.
Goku reaffirmed with vigor. Just then, Gohan stepped out of the room Videl was in and walked up to his father.
Dad, if you don't mind, I'm going to stay here with Videl. It's not safe to take her to the hospital with the onion pheromones penetrating the city. She will have to have the baby here. He said with a little bit of worry in his voice. Not a lot, just some.
A little bit, tiny bit.
Teensy tiny.
Don't worry, son,
Goku said, giving his son a reassuring look. The two stared into each other's eyes for a short moment. For a short moment of bonding.
Everything will be okay, he added.
No, it really won't.
No, I don't like where this is going already.
Who's the sub and who's the dom for this moment of bonding?
Oh my god, what is wrong with your voice?
What?
It was so low, so smooth.
That's what his voice always sounds like. Hello?
Whoa.
Oh my god, it is like an octave lower than it needs to be.
What do you mean? Did something happen?
Holy shit, my entire insides are shaking.
Don't do anything. I want you to stay
he
like
this.
He says
he wants you.
Yes, I want you.
Steve-O wants me.
Oh, okay. Now it kind of returned to normal.
Oh.
No.
Maybe not.
What?
Anyway.
Goku, I'm coming with you, said Krillin as he readied his battle stance.
The remaining Z fighters agreed, followed after Goku, and he led them back into the skies and into battle. They began to follow the wreckage, flesh, blood, bones, and mud trail Shrek was leaving in his wake.
Great!
They finally came upon a newly propped up swamp with a smell.
With a smell?
They finally came upon a newly propped up swamp with a small house at its center. As they observed the area, it seemed that this small house was the epicenter of a terrible explosion of body parts, blood, and onion eyes. Goku touched down outside the house in the shin-deep mud with the other Z fighters at his back.
Is that it?
Yes. Yeah, page 34.
Steve-O, pay attention to show.
I was busy researching. Right now it says the closest place I can get Sortilege from is in fucking Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg?
Yeah.
I live an hour and a half from there.
Katie, you are up. Hey, we could meet up there and drink.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to warn you now. I have never seen a single episode of Dragon Ball Z.
That's perfect.
Perfect. No. Just go with it.
It came on at midnight when I was like six. So.
I'll give you the quick rundown. Shrek is the bad guy. Everybody else is the good guy. Videl is pregnant, and people who have sex with Videl get more power, and her unbirthed baby also gets more power.
That's not the actual plot line to Dragon Ball Z, by the way. That's no, that's just the plot line of the story that we've got going.
No, it is. It is.
In actual Dragon Ball Z, Shrek is Cell.
I don't think Cell ever fucked anyone.
He was like, look at my disgusting bug penis.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's in what they didn't show.
And also there were no onions. Only Videl.
Okay.
Which is a type of onion, kind of.
Shrek, I know you're in there. Come out, it's over. Goku called at him. The group saw a shadow emerge from the depths of the house. It's...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Damn it, this is after the movie all over again. It's what you say? Oh, it's not ogre? The shadow boomed at Goku in a demonic voice. The shadow began to exit the house, taking slow steps into the night.
Light.
Oh my.
For a second, I thought the house was taking steps into the night.
Oh my God. Sure.
Taking slow steps into the light. Slowly, they realized that the Shrek they had seen before was not even Shrek's final form.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The new form left him bulging, with muscles, throbbing veins running up and down his arms, legs, and forehead. His teeth, once simply unmanaged and yellow, were now all filed down to points, and they were bathed in blood. His eyes were two red glowing pits, oozing aggression as they pierced Goku. Then they saw it. Shrek was preceded by a horse-sized green dick, fully erect and pointing right at the Z-Fighters. The shaft was lined with subdermal piercings and scars from mutilation. The tip had multiple spike dermal piercings sticking out of it that was already dripping with blood.
Oh, fun.
Shrek cocked his head.
words.
Shrek cocked his head back, throwing all his weight on the back of his heels, and he shoved his green metal dick in the air. Oh, it's never ogre, he said in a long draw of his demonic voice.
I have a challenge right now for everybody on the show. You can take up to the next 45 minutes to do it, but I would like for you to describe your genitals in a 3-line haiku.
Okay.
No.
You're asking me, a French Canadian, to make a haiku in English.
Logan's is, the 3 lines is, no, I will not, Steve.
All right.
Sorry, I'm counting syllables. Goku charged in and went for the first punch. Shrek dodged him, swinging his spiky metal-covered dick around like some kind of cock mace. Goku swiftly teleported behind him and delivered a hard blow to the green menace's shoulder. Shrek turned around, trying for a swing at Goku's head, but Goku managed to punch his fists out of the way just in time. Shrek became more and more visible, irritated, his veins bulging and throbbing as the rage pumped through him. Shrek broke away for a moment, panting, "You weren't this strong before."
"You weren't this strong before."
"What did you do, Lottie? What did you do, Lottie?" Krillin cheering on
Krillin.
Goku. Krillin.
Sure.
She's never watched the show. She doesn't know the character's real name.
No, I like Krillin more than Krillin.
"My glasses are fogging up already. I had this problem last time." Krillin cheering on Goku from the sideline shouted on, "Ha, like we'll ever tell you, you big green oaf," he said, snickering. "Oh, is that right?" the ogre said, raising one eyebrow. Suddenly, he vanished. Goku blinked and looked around, trying to sense him. In a flash, Shrek reappeared right in front of Krillin and swiftly clutched his head with both hands, just above the ears. "Ah, let me go!"
"No, you're stuck here until you get another read-in!"
Krillin yelped. The ogre's body began to glow as he tightly held Krillin's head. Krillin looked up at him and into his eyes. He could see all his memories flashing in Shrek's eyes, even the most recent occurrences. Then all of Krillin's energy began to drain and become absorbed by Shrek. Just as Krillin could see flashes of memory near the end of the grip tightened even more, Krillin called out for help from Goku.
"All right, there's David's. It angles slightly left. Powerful 7-inch rod. I wish it worked right." Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Searle's shriveled sea creature grows and stiffens with lust, piercing Mount Fuji.
Yeah, see, Searle did it right. He talked about nature. That's a real haiku.
Next up, I believe, is Dave.
What? Again? I just read.
Isn't that Dave's third? I haven't got a second.
No, no. He had one at the beginning. He did not have a second.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
I haven't. I just keep reading the narrator.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
All right.
What is wrong with that Squirtle?
What do you think is wrong with that Squirtle, my man?
Everything.
Well, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Welcome to Discord.
We're on 35, right?
Yes. Everyone drink.
He's still deep. I love it.
I think Sean had a stroke and it made his voice deeper.
Yeah.
Damn it.
David, go ahead.
Goku had already started rushing to Krillin's aid. But before he was able to reach out, he saw it happen right in front of him.
To reach he.
Before he was able to reach, he saw it happen right in front of him. Shrek squeezed his hands around the small man's head, clutching tighter and tighter until Krillin's skull began to crack. Eventually, Krillin's entire head collapsed like the ogre was simply crushing a paper lantern.
Charming.
It's like I'm right in the middle of Earth as the Z fighters are fighting.
Now, put the reverb and the fucking DBZ sounds on that.
Sure, I've done that before, remember?
No.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Blood and bits of brain shot out from between Shrek's fingers as he smiled widely at the task.
Krillin, no!
Goku yelled out. Shrek began to laugh.
So that's how you caught up to me.
The ogre started dropping the headless body onto the ground.
Well, we have to even the playing field.
Are you really that drunk?
No, that's just how I think Scottish people sound.
At least Omega Shrek sounds that way.
Exactly. Goku, horrified at what the ogre was saying, was speechless. Shrek flicked the blood and brains dripping from his hands off before shooting into the sky towards the brief's house, spelled correctly this time. Goku quickly regained his composure and blasted off right after him. In his haste, Goku quickly realized he could just use instant transmission and get there before Shrek! Goku halted in midair and focused his fingers on his brow. He located the energies of the Z fighters and could immediately sense Videl's baby power. He vanished as he relocated. Goku appeared in the room with the briefs, Gohan, and Videl, who was still in labor. Goku didn't have time to, or didn't give them time to ask. He just blurted out, "Shrek is on his way here. He wants the power from the baby." "What?" Videl screamed out in an exhausted tone. She was laying on the same bed Goku had pounded her on, gripping the sides of the mattress and moaning in pain. Gohan tensed every muscle in his body and balled up his fist. "I won't let him get near her or the baby," he said with venom in his voice. "Well, put an end to this now, or we will, but it's not the, it's well." "Well, put an end to this now," Goku assured him. We'll fight him at once for the baby's protection."
Right,
Gohan agreed as the two ran out to the main living room where all the other Z fighters were waiting. Piccolo sighted Goku and called out,
"I can sense him getting closer. He's almost here."
"He wants to try and take the baby's power," Gohan said angrily. "We're all going to fight him together."
"Fine by me," Vegeta finally interjected. "I'm tired of waiting from the sidelines. I'm ready to do some real fighting,"
he said with his own version of excitement.
That it?
Yes, I did it.
Yeah.
We're on page 36, right?
Yes.
Correct. Yay, I did it, David.
Yeah.
Also, let me read my haiku real fast. "Cut too short too soon. Someday I will find that piece. It's 3 inches wet."
Impressed? So am I. Yes.
So brave.
The Z fighters could sense his approach and all ran outside. They watched as the ogre touched down in the grass in the brief's front yard. Shrek glanced over at each Z fighter's eyes and then finally Dagokus.
Dagokus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no apostrophe, so it's Gokus.
All right.
"I see how it is," Shrek said in his calm, demonic tone. "All of ye are gonna fight the scary ogre to protect the little one. All this turmoil is making me a wee bit frisky." Shrek huffed out. His giant horse dick began to throb as he took his hands around it and began jacking it.
Nay.
Spikes and all.
Oh my god.
The piercings caused cuts all over his hand, and the blood from it merely acted as lubricant for Shrek's green metal dick.
Oh, it's a metal dick.
Yeah, because there's a ton of metal pieces. Yeah.
No, it's just, like, covered in metal.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's still disturbing. Okay.
He's got a lot of subdermal piercings.
Cyril, you and me starting a metal band with David as vocalist and Sean on the drums, and Logan can be our manager.
I had the worst rhythm ever.
Wait, maybe Sean should be your vocalist.
No, I want him to be the drummer specifically because he has the worst rhythm ever.
All right, fine.
We are playing to the hipster niche metal crowd, the ones that listen to doom metal and say, that's the most beautiful music in the history of the world.
I'm really into the band Sloshy.
It's like people who say they see the Mother Teresa in motherfucking Toast.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think people claim to see Mother Teresa in Toast.
Yeah, they have.
It's mostly Jesus, usually, but there's been some scenes.
Listen to Horsecock Sean. He knows what he's talking about.
Why are you still giving lies about me?
We could just tell how big your dick is by, like, how deep your voice is.
It's because you sound like Denzel Washington right now.
No, he does not.
We need to record the opener for season 11 that no one else knows about.
Oh my god, it's so deep.
Yes, it is deep.
I just, every time you talk, I just like still blown away by how deep
it is. Yeah, Sean turned into a black man.
I'm Logan now.
You're not black.
Oh, by the way, Katie, it's a long-standing joke that people who listened to Logan online before they met him thought he was black.
No, not people. One person, Audi, and the first word he ever said to me when we met was, "You're not black."
One person is a people, I assure you. Okay? All right. Brown streams of steamy ejaculate. That's where he was. From his cock, it pulled on the ground below him, and he took a step back from it as he milked all he could from his cock. Then the pools of brown liquid began to move. The pools slowly split into two, then four, then eight. Suddenly, there were 20 or more pools of brown liquid pulsing around. Then the liquid shot up into the air and began to take shape. The Z fighters watched in horror as the liquid formed into small versions of Shrek, about 2 feet high.
Oh, it's like the Cybermen.
No, it's Cell Juniors.
I was just thinking of Fantasia, where Mickey had sex with the broom, and then it turned into a whole bunch of little brooms.
I don't remember him fucking the broom.
I don't remember the fucking either.
Oh, I'm sorry. He fucked up the broom. I'm sorry.
Was that in Fantasia 2000?
No.
No.
Fantasia 2000, rated M for mature.
Fantasia 2000. Fantasian, but horny.
I'd watch it.
In Fantasia 2000, there wasn't fucking, but there were flying whales.
Damn. I hope in the sequel the flying whales fuck.
No, it's just flails swimming in the sky through the clouds.
Yeah, right around that castle that's also in the sky.
Wow.
I mean, just tell me why. Did they build castles in the sky?
Steve, you just made that joke and the baby kicked.
The kid's got a good sense of humor.
Shut up, Dad.
They all snickered and began jumping in the air towards the Z-Fighters and also the castle in the sky. Just tell me why. An all-out brawl began on the front lawn as the crew began fighting off the small minions. Gohan and Goku went straight for Shrek, pushing off any minions that got in the way. Shrek frowned in disapproval as the three started to engage in combat. Shrek started to show he was getting nervous. He had found just the right way to piss Gohan off, and Gohan was not letting up, throwing each punch with some kind of primal rage. The fight froze for a brief second as they heard from inside the house Videl cry out in pain, Gohan! Ah! Gohan turned his head towards her voice. Sean? What's wrong?
What?
And Shrek saw his opportunity. He gave a few more hand pumps on his metal dick, and some more brown fluid began to ooze out right in front of him. The liquid quickly formed into several more minions, and they leaped straight for Gohan and Goku. I'm sorry, Goku. Covering them like ants as they struggled to shake them off. Shrek darted for the house, following the cries out from Videl in the adjacent bedroom. Shrek stood in the doorway and gazed upon the briefs cowered around Videl. He threw Bulma, her father, and mother against the wall, knocking them out.
No!
Videl watched as Shrek stood at her feet, looking on at her vagina as the baby prepared for its way out.
Prepared for trouble.
Hold on a moment. I've got the lantern. I've got a gallon of kerosene, six MREs, my sleeping pack, my bivouac.
Steve, will you just send me fucking three bloomin' onions already?
To next week. Not tomorrow. To next week.
What? Why not today?
Is it real or not? A true case of Schrodinger's dong. It's snowing on Mount Fuji. Can you laugh a little bit more, Sean? Yes!
Sean, now make your voice as it is currently, but make it deeper and then do the same laugh.
I can't do that.
Wait a minute. Master, we finally perfected the technology. The world will be ours. Sean?
What?
Laugh, you ass.
Laugh, you ass.
Oh.
Ah, yes, what I've always wanted to hear, a slightly out of tune Titus laugh.
You're welcome.
Thanks, man.
Well, suppose I'll have to do what I did to your little bald laddie, the ogre said as he stretched his arm towards Videl's belly. Videl squirmed back as far as she could amidst her labor contractions, making anything but breathing feel impossible. She cried out again, Gohan! As Shrek moved in closer. Jesus, go ahead, Logan. Ugh.
Outside, Gohan could hear Videl's cries, and when he noticed Shrek had slipped away from them, a deeper rage started to build inside him. He transformed Super Saiyan even while the ogrelings clutched onto him, the energy and light burning off him. As he transformed, sent the minions flying off of him and vaporizing in the energy. Gohan turned around to the house with Saiyan rage and then swiftly vanished. He reappeared in the bedroom opposite to Shrek. Shrek looked up at him for a second, but then was distracted by the light emanating from Videl's vagina. He was mesmerized by it.
Yes, my power! He exclaimed with excitement.
Hello, Winston.
Just before Gohan could move in and knock him out, Videl cried out, clutching onto Gohan's forearm. It's coming out of me.
No.
She cried to him. Suddenly, the light grew and grew until a massive blue energy blast shot out of Videl's vagina, going right through Shrek's abdomen.
Why did I decide that now would be a good time to turn around and see that the VHS currently being ripped is an episode of the original Transformers?
Oh, good. I love the original Transformers.
Nice.
That's what inspired me to get into science.
Shrek stumbled back in shock.
I'm imagining this now all being read, like, storybook style by Winston to a child. And it's just the image.
It's a little baby Optimus Prime listening to Winston.
Gohan went outside and said, "Gotta get that fucking dick." Videl, beads of sweat dripping from her brow, mutters to Gohan, "Did our baby just Kamehameha, Shrek?"
"Yep."
I think so," Gohan replied, stunned. Shaking his head, he pulled himself back to the situation at hand. "Right time to end this," he says aloud. Gohan swells up with power before sending out rapid-fire energy blasts, hitting Shrek all over his body, while simultaneously destroying half of the brief's house. He's about to unleash his primal rage. Shrek's body begins to break apart and fly into the air around him. Gohan delivers a final rage-filled blast, vaporizing the parts flying in the air. As he turns around, he notices tears streaming down Videl's face as she holds the baby in her arms. "Oh, Gohan, it's a girl!" Videl says lovingly to him. Gohan transforms back to his normal self and rushes over to her to coddle the baby in her arms. The rest of the Z Fighters are surprised when the minions return to their original form, pooling into puddles of brown liquid once again.
It's just the leftover fucking Swiss Miss after I finished eating the Totinos.
Aww.
No.
Rotten guacamole.
Goku and the others rush into the house and turn the corner into the bedroom. They see Gohan standing next to Videl, resting on the bed. He turns to them, the baby in his arms, and exclaims, "Hi, everyone. Come meet our daughter, Pan."
She's still, like, all nasty. They haven't cleaned all the placenta tidbits off of her, but...
She Kamehameha had those gone.
The gang all rush in and coo at her.
Coo!
Coo!
Steve-O coo.
Goku gets an idea. "Say, you know what would make Pan here really strong?" he says with excitement.
Next up is Val.
Gohan and Videl shoot suspicious looks over to Goku. Not sure what might come out of his mouth next. No, Goku laughs. "It's nothing like that. I swear I'm not a pedophile." Goku takes a clean blanket and lays it down flat. He dips his hand in the semen still covering almost everything in the room. He draws two symbols on the blanket, Kame symbol and King Kai symbol, the one he wears on his gi. He then motions for Gohan to hand him Pan. Gohan reluctantly obeys and watches Goku lay Pan down on top of the symbols before swaddling her nice and tight. The blanket begins to glow with power and Pan giggles before returning to her cooing. Now she will have the wisdom of...
Do you just need me to do that every time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she will have the wisdom of two great masters. You better watch out for this one, Goku said, laughing.
Are we trading off again?
Yeah, Dave? I was waiting for you two to do it.
Yeah.
You
Let's. You Connor, this. You get to go first this time.
All right.
The fight is finally over for our heroes.
Bulma arranged to have the room professionally clean, and the waste from the room ended up in a landfill on the outskirts of town.
Even against all odds, our fighters always win the fight and always face tougher and stronger foes.
A worker begins to dump the container into heaps of trash at the landfill. Landfill? Whatever. And a small amount of semen from Goku's power-up began to merge with some bits of flesh that flew off of Shrek during Gohan's assault.
If one thing...
For certain.
There will always be someone more powerful threatening the Earth for the Z
Fighters.
No, shit.
Fighters to face.
In that regard,
it's
never truly.
The worker finished emptying the bin and walks back to his station. The small bit of flesh begins to twitch with life.
Ogre.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know the song, so.
I'd have all the money in the world if I was a wealthy girl.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Tradition.
This is great.
Yep, that's it.
I just love this, the way this is written out.
All right, so now, very quickly, we're going to do one run through, starting with Sean and ending with Val. This is AI Dungeon. It takes what you put in and automatically generates content based on it. Let's ask our guests, can you two deliberate? Pick a setting from one of these five. Fantasy, mystery, apocalyptic, zombies, or custom?
I vote apocalyptic.
Katie?
Apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Again, for our guests, select a character. Soldier, scavenger, survivor, or courier?
Scavenger.
Cat, what the fuck, dude?
Go ahead, Katie.
Well, now the cat's a problem.
Oh, scavenger.
Yeah.
Enter your character's name. I'm going to let David pick this one.
His name is going to be... Okay, he's a scavenger, right?
He or she.
Yes.
All right, he or she's a scavenger, so we're going to call them... Spraggle the Vile.
That's a lot.
One G or two?
Two. Spraggle, not Spraggle.
Spraggle?
Dance your cares away. Down a Spraggle Rock. Sean, you are Spraggle the Vile, a scavenger trying to survive in a post-apocalyptic world by scavenging among the ruins of what is left. You have a rusty knife and a canteen. You walk for 2 hours and take a break. You've left your town in search of food. You look around and see nothing but wasteland.
Type, I found food, the end.
The sun has set long ago. Suddenly you hear a voice behind you.
Nothing personnel, kid.
It's the voice of food.
No, David, you said the name Spraggle the Vile, right?
Yes.
Suddenly you hear a voice behind you. Spriggles? What are you doing out here?
Spriggles! My long-lost brother of...
Apparently that's your pet nickname, so Sean, you can put in a word, two words, five words, literally anything, and this will generate something.
Let's go Dennis.
Go Dennis. All right, it's generating.
It's generating. AI computating.
Reticulating splines.
Hello, I am The Sims.
I'm not going back to my old life, you say angrily. Well, that's too bad, he says. But I can't help you if you don't tell me where you're from.
Oh, I got this.
No, Cyril.
You're from Dallas.
What am I typing?
Connor, tell him he's from Dallas and has the coronavirus.
David, you're far away. You're in Dallas right now.
Connor, tell him he's from Dallas and you have the coronavirus. Connor, tell him you're from Dallas, but you gotta go to Dennis.
Looking deeply into his eyes, I grasp firmly upon my loins and ask, Dallas?
And the Debbie that does her.
Yes! Yes! Dallas, is it? You reply with a smile. That's right, he replies. What do you want to know about him?
Oh, man. It's deliciously gay.
Katie, what am I typing?
Do the deliciously gay.
Oh.
It's a deliciously gay, but yeah.
But yeah, you know.
Oh, I already entered the thing.
Damn it.
That's what she said.
Why do you ever have fun?
Oh, well, he's very nice, you answer. Dennis looks at you as if he was expecting something else. Really? Is that so? He asks. He's really nice. You see, he's kind of like, Dennis smiles and nods. That's nice.
This is.
You don't see a lot of that in the apocalypse.
This is literally the most wholesome AI dungeon you've ever done.
Hooray!
I feel like this is a conversation I have with customers on a daily basis. Just like nothing is being said.
David, you're up.
Oh, shit. What am I up?
You're also far away.
No, I was looking at my cat and not looking at my thing.
Stop looking at your cat.
She is fucking adorable.
That's what you should put in the thing.
Artemis, look here.
All right. I'm typing in Artemis, look here.
Perfect. Let's do this.
Pansexual bareback fuckfest canceled over coronavirus. Oh, no.
What a tragedy.
David, there's what you're supposed to be saying.
Artemis, look over here, you fat turd.
That's not what it says.
Perfect. I got her. All right. We're good. All right. Let's see what it says.
Artemis, look here. You stare at her face, her lips.
Look at your cat's face.
Ew. Her lips are parted slightly and she stared at you intently. She seems to be waiting for an answer. The question is simple. Who are you, cat?
No, the cat is asking, who are you?
Oh.
It's my turn.
Steve, ask my cat a question.
Artemis, I need you to tell me honestly. Is 3 inches wet a good thing?
Oh, that's terrible.
You look at her face. Her lips are parted slightly. And she's staring at you intently. She seems to be waiting for an answer. The question is simple. Who are you? She blushes and nods slowly. My name is Artemis. I feel like we already had this conversation.
I do not enjoy this Markov chain nonsense.
Logan, you're up.
What do you want from me?
You can type in and whatever you want, and I'll add it to this. It's supposed to be you fucking with the AI.
We're not fucking with an AI.
No, not literally fucking if you don't want to.
I don't think this is an AI.
Go, Dennis. Stop posting pictures of your cat, Dave.
She's eating my finger, man. It's great.
You walk away from Dennis. No, I wanted to go to Dennis. And head towards the direction of the city center. You keep walking until you reach a large building with many windows on top of it. It looks like some sort of government office or something, but there are no signs of life inside either.
Val, what am I doing?
We go inside and throw a giant rave party. For Dennis!
Make sure Dennis is still in the loop.
You enter the building and find a big sign saying government offices. There are several other people standing outside in the hallway. They all seem to be employees of some kind, probably guarding some sort of door or something. A few of them are talking about something, but they just look bored.
Ah, so it is a government office. That's perfect. Sean, what am I doing?
Schrodinger's dong.
Okay. It's in.
Is it truly in or no?
It's in.
Are we sure, though?
Schrodinger's dong came up with something even more mundane.
You stand up and walk over to one of the men. He doesn't even acknowledge you. He just keeps staring straight ahead. You grab his hand and shake it vigorously. His eyes widen when they realize who you are, but he still won't move from his spot.
Cyril, what am I doing?
Dick in hand. It's like the AI knows. It's just like, I'm going to make this as mundane as possible, motherfuckers. You can't fuck with me in my house.
You want a show about a post-apocalyptic fucking wasteland? Nah, too bad. Math homework.
All right, so this started escalating now.
Yay!
Oh, no.
Wow!
You put your hand down and pull down your dong.
Pull out your dong.
Oh, shit. You put your hand down and pull out your dong.
Oh, yeah, my dong.
The man immediately grabs it and starts stroking it.
Oh, yeah, stroke my dong.
You laugh loudly.
I don't.
And then take his hand and lead him to another room.
I never laugh.
In this room is a huge table covered with various objects.
Yeah.
All right, Katie, what are we doing?
Let's get wild. Let's burn this place to the ground.
Burn this place to the ground, my dog.
You're getting a hand job by another dude that might also be named Dennis, and now we're just...
Look, if you're getting a hand job and your first thought is not arson, you've got a problem.
I'm glad penis made it interesting.
You quickly run back to the door and open it. You see a lot of smoke coming out of the building, which has already started collapsing.
Well, so much for Dennis in there.
So the stroking started a flat fire, and you went in the other room. David, what am I doing?
Suddenly, Artemis comes in and starts to gnaw on your fingers.
You turn around and scream as loud as you can. I'm gonna eat your goddamn fingers! I'm gonna eat your fingers! You run into the next room screaming while throwing things at everything in sight.
What am I gonna say?
Fingers! You yell fingers like a madman! We're going to explore this.
You're listening to Dr. Fraser Crane. Today we're discussing fingers.
Take the fingers and put them in my butthole.
No, don't do that.
That's what I did.
How rude.
Oh, no!
What have you done?
Oh, wow, that was not what I expected to see. You rush through the next room where you see a bunch of people lying dead on the floor.
Jeez.
Some were shot, some had their throats slit, and others had their hands chopped off.
Oh, wow.
Most of them look like they died from blood trauma to the head, though.
How very rude.
Jesus!
Don't put fingers in your butt anymore! You kill people! You go on a fucking rampage! You monster!
Logan?
Welp, time to charge up in J.O.
Gotta get that crystal glowing, man.
J.O. has to be capital J, capital O.
No, the J.O. prism?
No, that's a car.
That's the joke.
Wasn't that one of the ones that Steve-O crashed?
No, that died of its own volition after the crash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You run forward and punch one guy in the face, knocking him out cold. Pick up a nearby chair and smash it against another guy's skull before stomping on his neck.
Jeez.
This is a very violent masturbation.
It turns out Logan's jack-off regimen includes lots of scenes from like the hyper-violent anime porns.
Yeah.
Val, what are we doing now?
The hyper-violent anime porn, I just said that.
Harvest body parts to sell on the black market.
Great.
I mean, there's a lot of dead bodies. You can't just let them there.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I wasn't being pragmatic.
We're scavengers.
Oh, playing the character.
Yeah.
I'm looking at what Cyril has retweeted recently. He retweeted something from Mark the Fox, CEO of Gay, who says, normalize wholesome roleplay, which I agree with, but you only need to say it once. You don't need to say it six times.
Fair enough. Val, why?
You grab a chunk of flesh and shove it in your mouth. You suck on it slowly, savoring every bit of flavor that comes from the meaty texture. Then you spit it out and swallow it whole. That's not selling on the black market.
Connor, can I get a Zero Miss cover of Mr. Blue Sky?
Yes.
Excellent.
Sean, what am I doing?
Washing it down with a bottle of cum lube.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell me why I have to hide away from so long.
Are you there right now?
No, not right now, but like later.
Okay.
I know that Zeromus, he needs time to like build up.
Yes.
You grab a bottle of lube and start rubbing it on your throbbing member. It feels so good.
Yeah.
You don't care if you get caught now.
Oh, baby.
You're going to make sure no one ever finds out.
No one.
I feel like we're reading a story out of order now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you masturbated, and then you killed everyone, and then you burned the building to the ground. Cyril, you're up.
No. Before we do, everybody, please.
No, we have two more to go, Dave. We're almost done.
This is a short fucking 15-second video.
I'll steal it.
No one will ever know.
That's funny. Just, it never occurred to me just like how rapidly it goes from, oh, runabout, I'll steal it.
No one will ever know.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus. Anyway, tears fall down upon the head of your dick, or my dick, whatever.
Tears fall on the head of my dick. Ah!
Oh, cool.
Ah!
It's always a good sign.
Let's do it.
Okay. That is quite something. That's a bunch of words together.
You grab a handful of hair and begin pulling it out of your prick.
You let go and watch as your mane falls onto your sack. You run outside looking for more survivors.
All right, Katie, what are we ending on?
Let's go with more arson.
Burn it to the ground.
When in doubt, arson.
Okay. Oh no, we lost Craig. Craig wanted to also burn it to the ground.
Yep.
He burnt Craig to the ground.
He's like, screw you guys.
All right, Katie. You asked for this.
You run inside and throw all the bodies into a pile. You grab a lighter and light the pile up. You look around, seeing nothing but ashes. You run outside looking for more survivors. You hear screams from other buildings.
Oh my Jeez. God.
I thought we were only scavengers.
I like how we're ending on you hear screams from other buildings. That's a great way to stop. Thank you, Cyril and Katie, for being on the show with us. It's greatly appreciated. I don't know what monstrosity you've wrought, but I do enjoy it. It was nice.
Yeah, of some I'm sort. Hard.
Cyril, where can people find you do your various things on the internet?
They can find me do my various things on the internet at youtube.com/CyrilRufus, twitter.com/CyrilTheWolf, and twitch.tv/CyrilTheWolf in the mornings weekdays.
Awesome. And Katie, can people find you on the internet doing things?
Sometimes.
And where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at KatieTheQuiet.
Okay. That's a good start. Anywhere else?
Instagram at Katie the Quiet.
I'll steal it! No one will ever know! Awesome. Well, again, thank you guys for coming on. And thank you, as always, to our patrons, especially our General Guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon, Corbett, Disambiguity, Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Mana, Matthew J., Richard Pryor, Royster the Moister, the Perfect Boister for Proper Hoister Posture Jr., the Last Double XL Hot Dog Thong at the Gush Barden's Gift Shop, and the Waffle.
That's not a real thing.
And a super special thanks to our Bulgay beneficiaries. I forgot for a second what they were called. Advent Dawn, Evan Balmel, Michael Fouch, Miri, Razor Flood, Sarah for the win, The Thickest Ropes of Come, I Hate You, and Wage. So you guys want to go check the other buildings for survivors and eat their flesh and then burn it to the ground? Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.